Rubio, debates show Democrats will nominate candidate who rewards illegal immigrants. By Hannah Blow on July 1, 2019. The first Democrat debates virtually guaranteed that Democrats will nominate a candidate who rewards illegal immigration, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, said in a tweet Monday. The Florida senator weighed in on the first two Democrat debates Monday, expressing dismay over the candidate's radical positions on illegal immigration. He said the debates guaranteed that they will nominate a candidate who would place no limits on immigration. This is significant coming from Rubio, who was a part of the controversial Gang of Eight amnesty effort in 2013. Even last year, he praised the White House's amnesty proposal, which included citizenship for at least 1.8 million illegal aliens, even though the majority of voters across party lines opposed it. Breitbart News reported. Likewise, an amnesty for wall funding deal has been shunned by Trump's base of supporters, as well as the vast majority American voters, including Republicans, Democrats, and swing voters. The latest Monmouth University poll reveals that about 88% of voters said they oppose efforts to tie an amnesty for illegal aliens to border wall funding. Instead, voters said the issues should be dealt with separately. It is encouraging to see the president embrace some of the ideas I have long supported, Rubio remarked in January 2018. I look forward to reviewing the specific legislative text once it is presented. He continued. Our primary goal should be to send to the president, before March 5, a bill that secures our border and that addresses the plight of the current beneficiaries of DACA in a responsible way. The reaction, from both sides, to the president's outline is a reminder that the more an immigration bill tries to do, the harder it is to pass. With only 5 weeks to go before DACA expires, if an agreement can't be reached on a broader bill, Congress should at least address the most immediate problems. We cannot allow unrealistic and unreasonable expectations to lead us down a path of failure. However, Rubio seems to agree that the Democrat candidate's positions are unrealistic, noting the difference between welcoming orderly and lawful immigration, enforcing our laws and accommodating those here unlawfully for a long time so long as they aren't criminals, and refusing to stop or remove anyone who enters unlawfully and providing them free health insurance. Every single Democrat candidate in the second presidential primary debate supported giving free taxpayer-funded health care to millions of illegal immigrants. As Breitbart News reported, such an extreme policy could cost U.S. taxpayers roughly $660 billion every decade.